There was a time when, like many people, I didn't expect to find myself at a retirement facility until my future children put me there. A few months ago, when I was approached to perform vocal concerts for homes around Montgomery County, I agreed apprehensively. I associated elder care with memories of my grandparents in Alzheimer's units, memories that felt far too fresh. Still, I put together a 20-song repertoire. Rodgers and Hammerstein, Frank Sinatra, the Andrew Sisters, choosing songs I hoped would spark a connection in the residents' minds, like how my pup-up's expression would remain empty, but his fingers would tap in perfect unison to the Beatles. I think that might be too melancholy, my mother had told me, as I packed sheet music for Somewhere Over the Rainbow. With my emotions carefully tucked away, I prepared myself to tackle my first concert as the business venture I wished to see it as. Instead, the room full of strangers effortlessly broke down my barriers when their choir of voices joined me in song. Since then, I've never sung Judy Garland on my own.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
I stay for a while after each concert to hear the residents' stories. Although they sometimes lack clarity, the stories are still brimming with life. The residents talk about their favorite operas, offer me comical stage name suggestions, and reminisce about a song that reminds them of a loved one who is now very far away. I met a man who had his own history in radio, as a voice on a local children's program when he was little. One day, a resident who studied at a music conservatory in Salzburg, Austria in her youth, reciprocated with the gift of a piano recital. Another, a small Italian woman, who reminded me of my late grandmother, spontaneously joined me at my microphone and sang each word of Caro Mio Ben from memory. Every time I go to a new facility, music opens a door for the residents to gain awareness of the present, even if the song stirs a musical memory of the past. Residents who act aggressively or who struggle with dementia often find solace during musical performances. Each caretaker I have met over the past few months stressed how the universality of music permits these relationships to strengthen. Music therapists often serve in hospice care. They aim to address the social, emotional, and spiritual needs of their geriatric patients. Creating and listening to music offers their patients a portal into expression that often escapes them. In these homes, music is not just entertainment, it's a form of caregiving. I'm Diana Allen.